In upstate New York, a bit of history is up for sale. One of the last old-fashioned general stores in the nation has been put on the market by the family that has owned it since 1874. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
E.M. Marillion Company, a three-story brownstone, stands proudly on Croghan's Main Street. 81-year-old Jim Marilli's granddad was the first owner.
I've been making the decision since 1962.
Locals say the building has the kind of hardwood floors that creak when you walk. The oak shelving that lines the walls, along with the cabinets and counters, went up around 1912.
We got a lot of Johnson and Woolrich woolens, brown eggs. We have cast iron ware and aluminum ware and enamel ware.
And up until about 10 years ago, we had button-up shoes.
Maria Larja took a part-time job here when she was in high school 26 years ago. She never left.
We have barrels of rosin downstairs that's used to take the hair off pigs when you butcher them, barrels of nails, barrels of horseshoes.
Yeah, we still got some. I can remember when I was a kid, every month we'd get probably 60, 70 pounds of them.
But he says his favorite merchandise is
cheese, aged cheese. I try to get it as old as I can get it.
The store was so famous in the area that people came from miles around to see it. It's where Kate Marilli met the man she married in 1953.
We were in the area, and my folks decided to drive up and take a look at the store, and that's when I met my husband. He was in the store working.
The general store fit right into the tiny village 35 miles from the Canadian border. It's an old-fashioned town with wooden houses built for big families, surrounded by the homesteads of farmers and loggers.
You could actually say we were a little bit like Mayberry.
Village historian Carol Schneeberger says it's the kind of place where you still see horses and wagons and people sitting on their front porches. She says Marilli's is an icon and people there will miss it.
So it's going to be a big change. I mean, without them, Croghan just isn't the same.
But the store's Maria Largett says times have changed, and instead of the bustling business this used to be, now it is haunted by a few loyal customers and tourists.
This was the grocery store. This was the hardware store. This was the clothing store. And now there's so many different places to shop.
But the Marillis are hoping someone will pay $500,000 to buy the whole store and an adjoining home, lock, stock, and barrel. Kate Marilli thinks maybe one of the tourists who come to snowmobile might turn the property into a bed and breakfast. After all, they say, people come to browse and look for treasured things they might not be able to find anywhere else. Allison Keyes, NPR News.